Yes.
Okay. All right, we're going to go ahead then and call the Wood Ranch Public Infrastructure District for December 11th. It is 1:36. We're going to call it to order. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. We do have a quorum of the board. So for the call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the record and recording, we'd appreciate it. We'll start with the board. Gary, you want to start?
Sure. Gary Langston with Third Cadence.
Yep, Scott Kaufman with Third Cadence.
Rachel McLeese with Third Cadence.
David Hutchison with CLA.
That is, I believe, let me check everyone that I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at our anchor location. Christy, is there anyone there at the anchor location for us?
No.
Okay, thank you. All right, we'll move on with the agenda then. First off, we need to have a public hearing. And that's to receive any public comment relating back to the 25 fiscal year budget. During that public hearing, we'll have David go through the budget. Board, you can ask all the questions, and then we'll see if there's anyone from the public on the phone to comment, and then we'll close out the public hearing. So that's kind of the format for the public hearing. So can I get a motion to open the public hearing?
I motion to open the public hearing.
Thanks, Rachel.
Second.
Thanks, Gary. All those in favor say aye.
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 And that's unanimous. All right, so now we are in the public hearing to take public comment relating to the 2025 fiscal year budget. I will quit sharing. We will let David from CLA go through the budget for us. David?
All right, thanks, Michael. So as I mentioned in the email I sent out, there were a few changes based on the bond transcript documents that we received. It was a little later than or right around the meeting time, so they didn't get incorporated into the tentative budget. Starting, I guess, the general fund, there were no changes. We still have the same amounts here. So I'll just kind of skip over that for now. In the debt service fund, we added assessment fee revenues based on the estimate that there would be around 124 homes sold in 2025, or lots, excuse me, 124 lot sales. And the anticipated prepayments for those lots would come in. Based on the document said about our 4,418,945. Interest income is close to the same. I modified it slightly down to 150,000 just to be conservative. bond interest payments is scheduled at $1,386,056. And then this number also was reduced to match what's in the bond documents. So it was originally the 636,775, dropped it to 569,823. And then bond principal to be paid also in 25, 4,418,945. That drew portions of the capitalized interest, so 1.38 million is remaining after 2025, and or at the end of 24 it'll be the 2.772 million. And then no changes to the capital projects funds from what we had earlier discussed. So, any questions or concerns or comments there that you guys wanted to discuss, you'd like me to go over a little more in depth?
Are you good?
I don't have any questions at this point.
Okay. I
I
don't.
will point out one thing real quick, I guess. The debt service schedule here is based on as if no payments or no lots had been sold. And if lots are sold, then that changes the schedule. But this is what that's based off of.
Okay.
So if we do get revenue in, then that just moves forward the interest payments. So once we get those, then it goes to the principal. So we'll just get the bond paid off a little quicker. So.
Got
it.
Okay, any other questions, board?
None.
No.
Okay. I do not show any members of the public on to make comment. So, could I get a motion to close the public hearing?
I'll motion to close the public hearing.
I'll
Thanks,
second the
Gary.
motion.
Thanks, Rachel. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. Okay. So back to the agenda. We sent out the minutes from the December 2nd meeting. Did you have a chance to review those? Do I need to put them up? Did they look accurate?
Yeah, I've reviewed the meeting minutes and would motion to approve same.
Great. Thanks, Scott. I
Rachel, do you
second.
want a second?
Thanks, Rachel. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right, now we've got the resolution. So in Utah, we're required to adopt the budgets through a resolution. So because we had already approved a 24 budget, that's why I show that we're just gonna previously, that we previously had adopted the zero tax rate. So, because everything's paid through the assessments, we don't need to worry about the tax rate, but we still have to show it as zero in the resolution. So, what this does then is approves the final budget for 25 and then set that tax rate at zero. Does that make sense?
It does.
Yeah.
Okay. Could I get a motion then to approve the budget resolution and adopt the 25 final budget?
All motion to approve a resolution 2024-08 and adopt the 2025 budget.
Thanks, Gary.
I second the motion.
Thanks, Rachel. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that is unanimous. All right, so let's bust out, I'll quit sharing, bust out the calendars. So let's look at, so we're going to need five meetings now for the coming year. We're going to need them end of February, beginning of, no, end of January, beginning of March, or beginning of February. So basically, they follow the end of the quarter so we can review the quarterly reports, the quarterly financials, that is, and then we do the reports after. So it'll be the end of the month. So for year end, end of January, beginning of February, after the first quarter, it would be end of April, beginning of May, then July, August time frame, and then October to November. We'll also do the tentative budget in November and then do the public hearing and the final budget in December. So is there,
Well,
you guys like
let me
the,
ask Gary
okay.
and Rachel, is there a day of the week and time that you guys have clear? I would propose Wednesday at 11 a.m. And then you guys can just send them out and we'll modify them throughout the year if we need to.
Okay.
Is that
And
Wednesdays at 11 work for you too?
Wednesdays 11 are bad for me, Scott.
Okay.
10 could work.
10:30, are you traveling?
I just have our weekly coordination meetings with the engineer every Wednesday from 11 to about 2.
Okay.
So Tuesdays I'm wide open. Mondays are pretty good for me. Just that pocket on Wednesday is tough.
Yeah, let's just put it on for Tuesday then. Tuesday mornings.
What time, Scott?
9 or 10, depending on your guys' schedule.
Works for me.
You too.
Rachel, that'll work. Okay, 9 or 10, which one? Want to get
10.
it over with? 10? Okay.
Sure.
So, end of the month, beginning of the month.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Let's
I just
do
pick.
beginning because just for the January one, I would
Okay.
prefer for early February with what we have coming up. So does that work for you guys?
Fine.
Okay. So first week, the Tuesday at 10 o'clock. Okay. Could I get a motion to set that as our meeting schedule? And again, we can adjust it as we need. We just have to post something on the Utah Public Notice website. So, but we can always change.
How would you like us to word the motion, Michael?
Just to approve the annual meeting schedule as we discussed, that will work.
Okay. I'll make a motion to approve the annual meeting schedule as we discussed.
Thanks, Gary.
I second the motion.
Thanks, Rachel. All those in favor say aye.
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 That's unanimous. All right. Last thing we need is every year they make us go through the open and public meetings training. So take me about 3 minutes. I'll hurry and get through it. And then that will count for all of 2025. So the open and meetings statute requires us to do all of our meetings in a public setting. So that way the public can view what's going on, they can participate. We have to allow for public comment during those meetings. So we have to post those meetings on the public notice website. There's a 24-hour notice provision for regular board meetings. For public hearings, we have a 7-day notice period that we have to follow. So on those notices, we have to have the agenda. We have to have the time, the place, the date on the agenda. The agenda items have to be what they call have to have reasonable specificity to them. So take today, I can't just put a resolution on. I have to put that it's the budget resolution. Does that make sense? Have to have some specificity. So we have an electronic meetings policy that allows us to do our meetings electronically. We do have to have an anchor location. We have to have somebody at the anchor location. That way the public can participate there. If they have special needs or requests, we can accommodate them there. On the agenda, we also have to have the link so that they can participate electronically. Let's see. We also have to post an annual meeting schedule. That's why we just went through it. That way, if somebody were to say, hey, I want to look at and participate in the district's meetings, when are they? That way I can plan out, I can look for the agendas. So that's why the state requires us to do those. During the meetings, we record those. They have to be put on that public notice website within 72 hours. That way, the public could hear if they miss. Technically, the official minutes for the board are the written minutes. So those get posted after they've been approved at one of the following meetings. There could be closed sessions. It's going to be really rare for us. Don't see us doing any, but potentially there could be. Some of the things you can close for if you're going to purchase property. Or any appraisals, we could go into close. That way, nobody could outbid us. They can't see what we're planning on doing with any appraisals, any purchases, anything that could be related back to the development company, we could close for. That way, people couldn't, learn the plan, the strategy, find out anything about the development company that we need to keep private, no commercial secrets, trade secrets, don't have any commercial injury back to the development company. So we could close for those. If we needed to discuss character competency or health of any of the board members, or hypothetically, if we were to have employees, we could go into a closed session to do those discussions. If there were any investigations, allegations, any fraud allegations, we could close to talk about those. or investigations that go along with that. Any litigation we could close to discuss strategy, how we wanted to handle litigation. If there were any security measures that were going to be taken. So let's say, like security guards, personnel, any plans, any devices, cameras, those things we could close for to discuss. Wouldn't apply to us, but collective bargaining you could close for as well. During those closed sessions, we would still have to do recordings. We also have to take minutes, but those are done inside of the closed sessions. So let's say in today's meeting, we were to have done a closed session. At our next meeting, we would have another closed session, but that would be just to do the minutes. The only time somebody could ever get into a closed session, get into the minutes, or know what's going on, they would actually have to get a court order. So a really high bar to get inside of a closed session. I've never seen a court open up a closed session in my 20 plus years of doing this kind of stuff. So, any questions? It's about
None.
as fast as I can get through it. Okay. So that covers our 2025 training. Do you guys have anything else you want to bring up? Anything we need to know? Questions?
I don't.
Nope.
Okay. So, Gary and Rachel, look for the budget resolution. I'll send that out in just a minute so you guys can get that signed. So,
Sounds
okay.
good.
All right.
Great.
If nothing else, take a motion to adjourn.
I'll
I
motion to
vote.
adjourn.
I
Okay,
second. Gary, second with Rachel. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. That's unanimous. Okay. Good to see you.